Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Pam Harper back on the show. Pam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, founding partner and the CEO of Business Advancement, co-host of Growth Igniters Radio. It's been really fun for me to see them grow that resource. Author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, and she's one of our top management experts in the Brain Trust. She's our good friend, Pam Harper. Welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So you want to talk about something that I'm not sure we've ever discussed in exactly the same way as you're thinking. You're promoting the concept of ceremonies. Now, I want to know what you mean. Well, I want you to define ceremonies, because I've got the idea that maybe that might be something that people define differently. What do you think?
I think you're right. The fact is that a ceremony is a marking of something that is a significant change. And so you were talking to me before about celebrations. Celebration is one type of a ceremony, to be sure. But as a business changes and grows, which is a lot of the work that I do, I'm working with companies that keep changing, they're growing,
right.
Things are different.
They have to. We all have
to. Maybe they're merging or acquiring. You know, there are things that are no longer the same. And what I'm finding is that it's hard for people to do this because there's an element of the bittersweet. You know, no matter what kind of situation you're dealing with, as you're changing and growing, there's both gain and loss, right?
But now, Pam,
we
get the change part, but I'm still confused. I still need you to define ceremony.
Oh, ceremony? A ceremony is a formal acknowledgement that there is something that is changing. It's a significant change. So, for example, in our personal lives, we think about weddings, graduations.
Yeah.
You know, those kinds of ceremonies. Commitment ceremonies, that kind of thing. Well, in business, it's the same way. There are leadership changes. For instance, think about succession planning. Think about what happens.
So you're talking about getting people together, having them all face to face, so to speak, and saying, okay, folks, this is how we used to do things. We've been working on this. This is how we're going to do it differently in the future. And you build a ceremony around that.
What I'm saying is there are different types of ceremonies. So, for instance, we talked about celebration.
I talk about that all the time, Pam, because I think small business owners don't do enough of recognizing milestones, like another year in business. If you survive another year in business as a small business, that's a major celebration that should be happening. If you've got employees who've been with you 10 years or 5 years or 20 years or whatever, I think you should celebrate that. If you get a big customer, you should celebrate that. If you have a good year, you should celebrate that. How is that different
from
a ceremony?
Those are celebrations. I agree with you.
How is that different from a ceremony?
And I think there should be more of that. However, I also believe that it's important to acknowledge the significant leadership changes and sometimes even setbacks and figure out, because being resilient and acknowledging what is no longer the same, it's important to people. And so I wanted to talk about that, because I'm seeing a lot of companies right now that are changing very rapidly, and it's people get almost a whiplash because they think, well, today I was reporting to this person, now I'm reporting to somebody else, and I don't know, everything's changing, and the changes
come. So you think when a significant change happens where things are quite a bit different from where they were, that we should have almost a rite of passage kind of ceremony, some kind of a line of demarcation. Is that what you mean?
Well, it depends on the company and it depends on the context, and we can talk about that. But I think as a general statement, what I'm saying is we need to be very strategic, and that's my thing, you know. We have to be strategic about what kinds of ways we're acknowledging the significant milestones, whether it's acquiring a company or selling a company or changing leadership or that there's a significant accomplishment, even how we're going to get back and recover from a setback.
Right.
All of this.
I want to ask, that's when we come back. I want to ask why we have a ceremony, how to have a ceremony for a setback. I can't wait to hear your answer to that. Hold on to that thought. Pam Harper's our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. She and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.